The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services recently published a bulletin titled Infections Associated with International Travel in Alaska Residents. Michael Cooper notes that it's intended as a guide for both travelers and Alaska healthcare providers. Cooper is the Infectious Disease Program Manager.
Travel, not just out of the country, but travel within the country sometimes can be associated with exposure to diseases that you wouldn't necessarily see here in Alaska.
It's estimated that U.S. residents make over 60 million international visits a year, and around 50 million of those visits are to developing countries. The recently released epidemiology bulletin notes that between 22 to 64% of those travelers report health problems, with about 8% becoming sick enough to seek care. Cooper says contaminated food and water can be a real concern when visiting many developing regions of the globe.
In general, traveling to developing world countries, you know, eat foods that are cooked, not raw fruits and vegetables unless they've been, you know, cleaned well. Don't eat foods, you know, from street vendors at room temperature. You know, maybe depending on what country it is, again, don't drink tap water, well water. You know, if water is a concern, be careful about ice in the drinks that you're drinking if you're in a country that, you know, has a concern about clean water.
The epidemiology bulletin notes that travel-associated diseases that have been reported in Alaska include cholera, dengue fever, Lyme disease, and even malaria. Between 2010 and last year, 17 confirmed cases of malaria have been reported to the state section of epidemiology. Cooper says travelers should find out if they are headed to an area that has malaria.
If so, you know, talk with your provider about should I be getting malaria prophylaxis. There are medications you can take if you're going to malaria-endemic countries that can prevent your getting malaria. And in general, just if you're going to those kinds of countries, you know, think about sleeping under a mosquito net if you're in rural areas, you know, things like that.
The epidemiology bulletin includes information that travelers can use to prevent catching a disease. It includes a link to the Center for Disease Control's Yellow Book, which Cooper says is a great resource for Alaskans that are headed overseas.
At the minimum, what somebody should do is, you know, what I can do right here in just a couple of seconds. I go to that CDC Yellow Book page, I click on the Destinations tab, and you mentioned India. So you just literally page down, you find your country, and I'll do that right now. Click on it. You can, if you want to, optionally, you can click on what kind of traveler you are. If you're traveling with children, if you have any chronic diseases, if you're immune compromised, if you're pregnant, if you're visiting friends or family, but you don't have to do that. You just click on the country. And then once you click on that, it will come up with this great couple of pages of recommended vaccinations, the explanations why these might be recommended. It's, you know, all travelers. It has a section for, and it says, make sure you're up to date on your routine vaccinations. Most travelers, they recommend hepatitis A, polio, typhoid vaccination. Some travelers, you know, and then they go through the list of vaccinations that some travelers might be recommended to get, and then an explanation. So, and then it gives you a lot of other, you know, tips for that country specifically. If there are any safety warnings, like in the news or something going on, though it could be mentioned there, and they'll link to those as well. So that's at least a good place to start for every single traveler going overseas, is this page right here.
The new epidemiology bulletin about infections associated with international travel in Alaska residents can be found on the Alaska Section of Epidemiology website at epi.alaska.gov. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.